This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. Colorado voters will decide in November whether local law enforcement should work more closely with federal immigration authorities. If approved, Initiative 95 would create new requirements for when police officers, sheriff's deputies, and prosecutors have to communicate with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. They would have to notify the agency when they charge someone whose immigration status is in question, if the person has a prior felony conviction or is being charged with a violent crime. The measure would amend the state constitution and would need at least 55% of the vote to pass. It's backed by conservative nonprofit Advance Colorado. On the 81st anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz today, the University of Denver turned a day of remembrance into a permanent academic mission. CPR education reporter Jenny Brindine.
As part of its Denver Difference campaign, the university has announced its first ever endowed professorship in Holocaust and anti-Semitism awareness. The university made the announcement at a state capitol ceremony where Governor Jared Polis joined Holocaust survivors to honor the legacy of those lost. DU Provost Elizabeth Laboa says the position isn't just about history. It's about turning Denver into a global hub for applied scholarship to help future generations confront hate, racism, and anti-Semitism. The role builds on 50 years of work at DU's Center for Judaic Studies. Jenny Brindine, CPR News.
A man who was hunting from a kayak on Lake Pueblo capsized yesterday into frigid water. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says he was able to swim to shore while maintaining control of his firearm. CPW officers transported him to an ambulance but did not go to a hospital. The man was cited for not wearing a life jacket. Sunny tomorrow along the Front Range. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.